Has that steady, reliable flow of traffic to your Etsy shop recently turned into a mere trickle?
Yeah.
I mean, you are checking your dashboard in the morning, looking at the numbers, and just wondering where all your buyers went. It is an incredibly frustrating position to be in,
Oh, absolutely.
especially when you are putting in the sweat equity but seeing diminishing returns. If you are nodding your head right now, you are absolutely in the right place. Welcome to today's deep dive. We are talking directly to you, the seller who is treating their shop like a serious business.
Right, the one's treating it like a true enterprise.
Exactly. Today, we are dissecting a crucial, absolute wake-up call of an article from OnlineSellersHub.com. It is titled Beyond Titles and Keyword Stuffing. Our mission for this deep dive is to prove to you that the old era of text-only SEO is officially dead.
Completely dead.
We are going to look at the research that shows how much money is being left on the table every single hour you ignore what the article calls the 2026 visual AI revolution. Okay, let's unpack this because we are your partners in this. We want to deliver the unvarnished reality of what is happening on the back end of these platforms so you can adapt and actually grow.
I think it's important to start by saying OnlineSellersHub.com has really established itself as the ultimate lighthouse for professional Etsy sellers who want to stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah, they really have.
Their research is essentially mandatory reading for anyone who treats their e-commerce presence as a long-term enterprise. They're tracking the actual algorithmic shifts at a granular level, while a surprisingly large portion of sellers are still operating on optimization advice from 3 or 4 years ago.
Which is wild.
It is. The landscape of online visibility has completely fractured, and the rules governing who gets seen and who remains hidden have been fundamentally rewritten. What this article is pointing out isn't just a minor patch or a small update to how search works.
Right.
It is a foundational change in the entire architecture of how consumers discover products online.
So let's jump right into the statistics from this article because the data drop here is just staggering. According to the research, 71% of Gen Z shoppers have completely abandoned text-based queries.
Just abandon them.
Think about the magnitude of that shift for a second. Almost three-quarters of a massive, highly influential consumer demographic aren't typing words into a search bar to find what they want anymore.
No.
Instead, they have moved entirely to visual search to find products that match their specific vibe. They are using images to find other images. It reminds me of trying to describe a highly specific aesthetic to a search engine a few years
No, it
ago.
was always a nightmare.
Right. You would type something like, chunky knit, oversized sweater, burnt orange, vintage feel, and the results would just be completely all over the place. Now they just snap a photo or upload a screenshot, completely removing the friction of translating a visual desire into text.
What's fascinating here is how that behavioral shift is fundamentally altering platform trust. The article highlights that 61% of users now find Pinterest visual search more accurate than Google's traditional search.
Wow. More than Google.
Stop and really process the implications of that. Google has been the undisputed king of search for decades. It is the default starting point for almost every digital journey. But when it comes to shopping, curating a lifestyle, and finding the right aesthetic, the majority of users are stating that Pinterest actually understands their intent better.
That is a massive shift in consumer behavior.
And furthermore, 1 in 5 users now trust Pinterest results over any traditional search engine when making actual purchase decisions. They aren't just browsing for mood board inspiration anymore. They are pulling out their wallets based almost entirely on these visual search results.
This brings up a critical point we need to emphasize right out of the gate. This is not some distant future trend that you need to put on a vision board and prepare for
No,
eventually.
not at all.
This shift has already happened. It is the living reality of the 2026 marketplace right now. The article makes it painfully clear. If you are not optimizing your shop visually in this exact moment, you simply do not exist to these buyers. The marketplace transition, while a lot of sellers were understandably focused on fulfilling orders and managing inventory.
The technology adopted by platforms like Etsy, Google, and Pinterest has leaped forward, and consumer behavior leaps right along with it. If your strategy is still rooted in the mechanics of 2024, you are participating in a system that the major platforms have largely abandoned.
Which brings us to the real pain point, and I know this is going to resonate deeply with anyone listening who has seen a drop in their numbers. We need to talk about the visibility gap.
Yes.
When your sales dipped over the past year, your immediate instinct as a seller was probably to go fix your tags, We have all done it. You spend hours agonizing over keywords, tweaking your titles, and researching long-tail phrases, trying to figure out the perfect magical combination of words that will suddenly make your products visible again.
It's the standard playbook.
It is, but it is an incredibly isolating feeling to put all that work into your listings and see the traffic continue to flatline.
It's a completely natural reaction to a drop in traffic. You were trained for years by every e-commerce guru to believe that text optimization was the primary lever you had to pull.
Exactly.
But let's diagnose what's actually happening beneath the hood of your dashboard. That traffic drop you are staring at is not a run of bad luck. You haven't been shadow banned by Etsy, and the algorithm hasn't randomly decided to penalize your shop.
So what is it then?
What you are experiencing is a fundamental technical misalignment with the new 2026 algorithms. You are shouting carefully researched keywords into a void that is quite literally no longer listening for them.
You end up falling right into what the article calls the post and pray trap. You spend your weekends manually updating hundreds of products with old 2022 to 2025 SEO tactics.
Which is just brutal.
It is exhausting. And honestly, it only leads to massive burnout. You are working yourself to the bone trying to fix a leak in your boat, but you are using the wrong tools. The rules of the game changed overnight without anyone sending you a memo. Working harder and putting in more hours tweaking spreadsheets of keywords isn't the solution. Working smarter and adapting to the new framework is the only way out of this trap.
Adapting to that framework means understanding the language the platforms are actually speaking today. The era of tag indexing, where an algorithm simply cross-references the word blue in a buyer search query with the word blue in your product tags, is archaic. We have moved entirely from tag indexing to pixel analysis.
Here's where it gets really interesting. So if we are moving away from tag indexing, what exactly is replacing it? The article brings up this concept that algorithms now have eyes.
They do?
Can you break down what that actually means for an Etsy seller who is used to just taking decent photos and relying heavily on their carefully crafted descriptions?
The platforms, Etsy, Google, Instagram, Pinterest, they have essentially stopped reading the text you write as their primary ranking factor, and they have started seeing the products you upload. They're looking at your shop much closer to the way a human buyer would. They are using what are known as visual language models, or VLMs, alongside multimodal AI.
Wait, let's pause on multimodal AI. That sounds incredibly sci-fi.
I know it does.
For an independent seller who just takes photos of their handmade ceramics on a nice wooden table in their studio, what does multimodal actually mean in practice?
Great question. Multimodal simply means the AI can understand and process multiple types of data simultaneously. It isn't just reading your text in isolation, and it isn't just looking at your image in isolation.
Okay.
It is evaluating how the image, the video, the text, and even the audio in a reel all work together to create a specific context. When these new algorithms scan your listing, they aren't scanning a database for a keyword match. They are breaking down your image pixel by pixel.
That is intense.
They are analyzing the lighting. They were looking at the composition of the photograph, the depth of field, the background elements. They're actually evaluating the overall aesthetic intent of the visual media. The AI knows what a boho chic or dark academia vibe looks like visually, regardless of whether you type those exact phrases into your title.
So the words almost don't matter if the picture doesn't match the vibe.
Precisely. If your image doesn't visually communicate that specific aesthetic to the AI's eyes, no amount of keyword stuffing in your description will save your ranking.
The article gives this incredible real-world example of how this plays out for a consumer, and it really paints a picture of why this technology is so disruptive to traditional search. They describe a user sitting in a cafe and they see a piece of home decor they absolutely love, maybe a unique geometric table lamp.
Right.
In the past, they would have to try to think of the words to describe that lamp to a search engine. Now they just open Pinterest Lens, point their smartphone camera at the physical object in the real world, and instantly discover shoppable pins of similar items. It is seamless.
It completely eliminates the friction of the discovery process. The AI is literally bridging the physical world directly to digital shops globally. The data from the Online Sellers Hub article shows this specific behavior is particularly dominant in the US and EU markets, where e-commerce is heavily driven by style curation, visual discovery, and highly personalized suggestions.
So location matters too, based on adoption rates.
Yes. A buyer sitting in a cafe in Paris can point their phone at a lamp, and if your shop in Chicago has a visually similar lamp with the correct visual infrastructure, the AI connects the two of you instantly. But if your visual data is poor, flat, or outdated, the AI skips right over you, even if your tags are meticulously crafted.
That brings up a massive point from the research regarding what these algorithms actually want to consume. They are incredibly hungry, and they are starving for rich, moving data. They don't just want static, flat pictures on a plain white background anymore.
Not at all.
They crave high-quality video pins and dynamic reels. Video gives the AI an exponentially larger data set to analyze. It looks at how the light hits the texture of the product, the scale of the item in a real space, the movement and fluidity of the material. If you aren't feeding the AI this rich data, if it cannot read your product visually from multiple dynamic angles, it simply cannot recommend it to a buyer.
It boils down to a matter of algorithmic confidence. The platform wants to present the buyer with the absolute best possible match for their visual query to keep them on the platform and drive a sale. A static, poorly lit image gives the AI very low confidence.
Because it can't tell what it's really looking at.
Right. It can't be sure of the quality or the exact details. A high-quality, beautifully composed video pin, however, gives the AI extremely high confidence. Sellers who are watching their traffic evaporate are almost universally the ones who are failing to feed the algorithm the rich visual content it requires to make a confident recommendation. You have to give the system the data it needs to champion your product.
So what does this all mean? I mean, reading all this and understanding the sheer scale of how much the algorithms have changed, it begs the question of how an independent seller is supposed to navigate this without an advanced degree in computer science.
You don't need a degree, thankfully.
Well, that's good news. Because the article doesn't just leave us with this looming AI shift. It actually points to a specific solution they offer over at Online Sellers Hub, which is a dedicated shop audit.
The distinction they make in the article about what an audit should actually look like in 2026 is critical.
Yeah.
When most sellers hear the word audit, they naturally think of a generic SEO checklist or an automated software tool that spits out an arbitrary score out of 100 based on character counts.
Right, those old PDF reports.
Exactly. The Online Sellers Hub shop audit is entirely different. It acts as literal X-ray vision for your shop. The team of experts there provides a deep, unflinchingly honest look into every single pixel, every video thumbnail, and every back-end setting of your store.
It identifies exactly, with laser precision, where your shop is failing to meet these new visual standards. It isn't just going to give you generic advice like, take better pictures. It tells you exactly why the AI's eyes are rejecting your current media. Framing this as a simple checkup just doesn't do it justice. The article presents this audit as the single best one-time investment you will ever make in your business.
Absolutely.
It doesn't just point out the flaws and leave you to figure it out. It teaches you exactly what to do and how to do it. It helps you build a permanent infrastructure that actually speaks the AI's native visual language.
If we connect this to the bigger picture of your daily operations, you have to realize that there is a massive pool of buyers out there looking for exactly what you sell. The demand hasn't vanished.
Just hiding.
You are just blocked from reaching them because of this technical misalignment. This audit ultimately unlocks that hidden organic traffic. It allows you to step away from the exhausting, demoralizing cycle of manual keyword tweaking. It replaces your burnout with an automated visual infrastructure and organic growth accelerators. You align your shop's visual data with the AI, and suddenly the AI goes to work for you, acting as your most powerful marketing tool rather than a gatekeeper.
It is entirely about taking the wheel back. The 2026 algorithms are already out there right now, today, making decisions about your shop. They are deciding who sees your products and who gets pushed to page 50. You can either be passive and hope the old tactics start working again, or you can take control, adapt to the reality of the landscape, and feed the algorithm exactly what it wants to see.
The window to take control is narrowing. Every day you wait, trying to figure out the old system, is a day your competitors might be adapting to the new one, capturing the market share that used to belong to you.
So here is your clear, urgent directive for today. Stop guessing. Stop endlessly tweaking your tags, staring at your dashboard, and hoping for a different result. Go to the article link provided by OnlineSellersHub.com and book a shop audit immediately.
Do it today.
Do it before your competitors catch on to this visual revolution and steal that market share permanently. Build the infrastructure you need to survive this shift.
I want to leave you with the final defining thought from the article. It is so central to everything we've discussed today that I'm going to quote it word for word. The Etsy market isn't getting smaller, it's getting smarter. Make sure you're moving with it.
That is the ultimate takeaway. You have to move with the intelligence of the market.
Yeah.
You can't fight the tide.
This raises an important question, though, something for you to really mull over after we wrap up here. Think about that Pinterest lens example we discussed earlier.
Yeah.
The user pointing their smartphone camera at physical items in a cafe to instantly turn them into digital purchases.
Yeah, the geometric lamp.
If the technology can already do that so seamlessly today, bridging the gap with zero friction, how soon will the line between physical retail spaces and online marketplaces completely disappear? And more importantly for your business, how will your products need to stand out visually in the physical world to drive those automated digital sales?
Wow, that is a completely different level to think about. Your physical environment, the cafes, the streets, essentially becoming the new search bar for e-commerce. It just proves how critical visual data is going to be moving forward. Keep moving, keep adapting, and keep feeding that AI. We'll see you on the next deep dive.